All right, welcome to our first episode of Let Go and Let God. This is going to be a podcast between Micah and his dad. Micah, you want to say hi?
Hi.
We are recording a podcast as we build Lego. We thought we would make a podcast about building Lego together and talking about God or things about life, things like that, things that are on the minds of any kid out there. But we want to do it while we're having fun building Lego. So each episode, we're going to try to build some Lego, maybe build a contraption or two or a set, and we're going to talk about questions about life and just have fun together. So Micah, what are we going to build today?
We're going to build this thing called the zigzag ramp.
Okay. So Micah, you recently got this book for Christmas that has like... It's called Lego Chain Reactions, Design and Build Amazing Moving Machines. So this is going to be something where a ball goes down a ramp of paper that is connected with our Lego to do something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we need to do from here?
So tell me
what we're going to do.
So I already built most of it.
Okay.
But the only thing we need that's a little bit hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is like zigzag.
Okay. Yeah, so you already put the things together.
Yeah.
So let's see. Have you built this part?
Yeah.
This right here?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. So should we start here?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So Micah, while we build, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I had one question.
Okay.
How do we know God's real?
That is a great question. It's a big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what do you think first? You believe God exists?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Well, because in the Bible is God's word.
Okay.
Well, that's really it.
Yeah. Well, we have the Bible. The Bible tells us about God.
Yeah.
So that's a good reason to believe. What if we didn't... What if you hadn't read the Bible yet? Are there things that make you think that maybe a God exists?
Maybe because sometimes he does miracles.
Okay.
Like...
Have you ever seen a miracle?
Yeah.
Which miracle?
Well... When I was at school,
mm-hmm.
a person broke my giant Lego on accident.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else had already built the same thing. And so, like, it feels like...
It's kind of like an answer to prayer?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got some thoughts on one way that we can kind of figure out an idea that there has to probably be a God out there. Okay? So let's first look here. So our Lego thing says place all three ramps on a table with the arrows facing up. So the arrows are facing up. Fold the sides up and the tabs down. On ramps 1 and 2, fold up the flap. Okay, so we've done that part, right? Okay. Ramps down. Sides up. Okay, now let's look at, okay, number 2. Flip ramp 2 over as shown. So where's ramp 2? This one? Yep. This is ramp 2. And hook the purple tab on ramp 1 into the purple slot on ramp 2 and give it a gentle pull so the ramps lock together.
I think that does it.
Yep, okay, flip over both the assembled ramps so that ramp 2 is right side up and flip ramp 3 repeat step 2. Okay, so this goes in here. You want to put it in?
Yeah.
Be careful since it's just paper. Okay.
Yeah.
good. Okay, flip over the assembled ramps. Place ramp one on the left. Okay, so look, it's saying, oops. So it looks like this. Okay. Now, you want to flip the page?
Sure.
So, Michael, let me ask you this. Where did the world come from?
The world came from Jesus. He was the only one in the world before anything else in the whole entire world.
Yeah. This looks like it goes here. You want to put a tab on top? So something had to create the world. So here's an easy way, Micah, to think about why God exists. I want you to remember this.
Yeah.
Something cannot come from nothing. So look in my hand. Is there anything in my hand?
No.
Can something just all of a sudden exist?
No.
No. Now, what about this? If I put a Lego in my hand, where did that Lego come from?
The Lego came from God.
Well, yeah, but how did it get from God? So, where'd the Lego come from? Like, where did you get it from?
Well, I got it from, the Lego store?
Yeah, from a box of Lego.
Yeah.
That Lego came from the Lego store. And seemingly, if it came from the Lego store, it came from a Lego factory where it was built, right?
Yeah.
But what built the factory and the machines? Someone built those, right?
Yeah.
But who built the person where that factory came from? A human being, probably. You came from a human being, right?
Yeah.
You had a mom and dad. Well, where did those mom and dads come from? Well, they came from a mom and dad. They came from a mom and dad. And so everything came from something. It's called cause and effect. Everything has a cause, right?
Yeah.
So that means that you see the tree outside?
Yeah.
That came from a seed. Cause, effect. Okay, so now look at me. The universe has a beginning. Do you know that we have discovered through science that the universe had a beginning point? So through science, there was a guy named Hubble. Hubble made a telescope, and he saw the redshift in stars. And he saw that the universe is expanding, and we've confirmed that. So Michael, look. The universe started from a point. Some call it the Big Bang, right? But we know that there was a beginning to the universe. But everything has to have what?
A cause.
Yes. Yeah, you're following me. So something that caused the beginning of the universe had to exist from the outside of it. Does that make sense? So there had to be, yep, we're almost done with our Lego, aren't we? Hold on. There had to be something that caused the beginning of the universe. And if that's true, that means whatever caused the universe has to be outside of the universe, because the universe comes with space and time and material. And that means the cause of the universe is timeless, spaceless, immaterial, powerful God. If there's a beginning of the universe, something had to have caused it to exist. And in order for something to cause it to exist, it would have had to be bigger than space and time and material, physical things. That is God. So it is very reasonable to believe if the universe had a beginning, which we've now proven that by science, that there is something that didn't ever have a beginning, something that has always existed, which is God. So that means what? Something came from something. That something is God, who has always existed, and He created time. He created the universe. And that's how one reason why we believe that God exists. Let's try our Lego out, and then next episode, I'll give you another reason why I think God exists. Okay? So what we looked at today, what we talked about, is that we can look at the universe. It's called the cosmos, right? It's called the cosmological reason for God. That we can look at the actual universe and know that God exists. God says that everything, all of creation, everything that is exists, tells us that God exists. Everything that exists, we can look at and learn that God exists. There's another reason that we can look at some point called the design reason for God. Because everything is perfectly designed and works perfectly together. All the organs in your body all work together perfectly for you to exist. We're exactly where we need to be from the sun. If we were any closer, we would all burn up, or any further, we'd all freeze. There's a perfect design to it, which leads us to believe that someone had to design it. God. Okay. Let's try out our contraption. Keep going.
So I'm going to just clip this.
Okay, so there's a ball at the top of this ramp. And watch. Wait, actually, this is a great example of cause and effect. So there's a ball sitting here. Nothing will happen unless something causes it, right? So you're going to be the cause. Do it.
Get rolled out.
That is cool. You've hit the lever. Here, I wonder if we could even... Okay, try it again. I wonder if we could even do it where you just knock the lever at the bottom. Maybe? Try it. Just go. There you go. Perfect.
Yes.
We did it. Zigzag ramp Lego. Done. Did you learn anything today? Tell me what you learned.
I learned that God exists because of cause and effect. Mm-hmm. Because if there was nothing, there wouldn't be anything to create this whole entire world.
That's right. Yeah, nothing. We never see anything just exist all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
It's not like a tree would just boop in our yard. Something had to cause it. We would have to plant it, right? So nothing just starts to exist. With no cause. So we know that from science. Everything has a cause. Even our universe. But in order for our universe to be caused, it would have to be caused by something outside of it. And big enough to do it. And smart enough for it. Okay. Well, everyone, we're going to take a picture of our little contraption. And we'll post it on our first episode. And if you're interested, follow us along. We'll keep building Lego. Maybe we'll get Micah's sister involved sometime. Maybe we won't even always do Lego. We'll do something else. And we'll just talk about God. And we'll try to look at the universe, look at life, and make some sense of it. All right, Micah, you want to say bye?
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.